Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's getting near dawn.
That's Eric bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out. Use them to your advantage. Very excited about having our good friend Jack Mitchell back on the show. I know you're excited too. Hug Your Customers. That's the title of his big book out now in second in revised updated edition. Hug Your People, another one that he wrote about how to take care of your people. And it's all about treating people right. It's all about giving them the humanity expectations that people want, right, Jack? I mean, we operate in a digital age, but we're the same human beings people were 10,000 years ago. That part exactly. Of us hasn't changed, has it?
Of course not. And that's that emotional connection, that conversational connection that you get on one-on-one by being on the selling floor in our store, or if you're going out to the customer. And one of the big news, Jim, to build on this is that you know, I vowed I'd never have another partner. Linda and I have been married 55 years. I have a third-generation family business with my brother and kids and grandchildren and so forth. But about 6 months ago, I signed a contract with a company called the New Haven Consulting Group that are world-class people that put on workshops for various topics like how to sell to millennials and so forth. And they came to me because they loved my Hug Your Customer book, with all due respect, with all humility. And they said, look, we think we can do a work. Have you ever had a call for workshops? Well, goodness, I've done 250 motivational speeches throughout the country and the world. And that's the first thing many of them say, I can read your book, I love it, blah, 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 but, and you pump me all up with a motivational speech. But what's next? And I never could find somebody that I really trusted anyway.
The practical, fundamental.
We're going forward.
The by the numbers approach to doing it.
Yes.
It's not just, as you say, as you've always said, and whenever I talk about loving up your customers, you know, it's everybody knows what that means. That doesn't mean that you physically hug them. Although I have customers who hug me, but the thing is that hugging your customers is a metaphor. Can't just be a notion. There's got to be best practices behind it.
Exactly. And we have some simple takeaways that can, in a one-day seminar, or rather workshop, can make a real difference.
But Jack, this should be fall off a log easy for you, because, you guys, you're already doing this. Now it's just a matter of getting it down into some PowerPoints and maybe a workbook or something, and a track to run on. It ought to be easy.
I hope it's going to be easy. I mean, so far it's been very easy because these people have the same values, Jim, the same that you and I share in terms of this.
But who wouldn't want their small business to have the kind of success? Folks, I've watched Jack grow his business from two companies in Southern Connecticut, two stores in Southern Connecticut, to a family of businesses across the country from coast to coast in the last 14 years with one principle, one fundamental principle. Hug your customers. Who wouldn't want that?
Well, I hope a lot of people will, because it's, again, of course, I love the financial arrangements, but that's not why I'm doing it. I really would like to give back, and I like to really give something to, I mean, our country, you know, we don't need to talk about the elections or the
economy. It's needed. Jack.
Wouldn't you love to have more huggers in this great country?
The younger generation, the millennials, and I have to say this real quick, and I mean it. Probably the best humans we've ever raised.
You bet.
Probably the best people we've ever raised. I really love the values of the millennials, but they're not as intuitive in the marketplace as you and I were. I think our generation was more intuitive because we were more analog. We didn't have as much technology, right? You're in my first technology was a ballpoint pen and carbon paper, right? And so they've got all this technology.
I'm still using an ink pen.
Right, and so I mean, what you're doing is need. What you're talking about doing is needed. It's the kind of training people need, and even small businesses. I mean, I'm seeing way too many small businesses who don't understand the hugging concept.
Right.
And it ought to be that we should own that, Jack. We should own that franchise.
Definitely. Right. I agree. You know, and you know, I mean, simple little things, Jim, that you know I have in my book and you have in yours. I mean, knowing people's birthdays, their anniversary dates. Did they go to Harvard or a little community college here, a great one here in Connecticut, Norwalk Community College? You know, little things like that, or is it James or Jim, or is it John or Jack? Mm-hmm. You know, do they like the Cubs or the Indians? You know what I mean?
That's what makes people come back. It's not what makes people. Here's the thing, most important. One time when IBM became my first major corporate sponsor, I was so thrilled, but I was never as thrilled as when they renewed. Anybody can come in your front door.
Yeah, to get them to come back.
But when they come back, that's on you.
Right, exactly. And I call that in one of the books that I'm working on, One for Good Measure. After you go through the process, you always leave, and I'm sure you do the same thing. One extra thing that really connects them,
and it tees them up
to say, wow, these people are really nice here.
We went to a Mexican restaurant the other day, and we paid our bill, and as he gave us the check, he said, "Would you guys like some ice cream?" He'd already given us the bill.
All right. Exactly.
Of course we did. Right. So we're going back, right? Hey, Jack, I got to go. Give us a website quickly,
Jim,
please.
Take care.
Website quickly.
Mitchells.com.
All right, so check that out, folks.
Customers.com.
Yeah, that's for the book. Jack Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.